You have reached Direction Home of Eastern Ohio, your local area agency on aging. Your call may be monitored and/or recorded for quality assurance. If you would like to speak with any staff member and you know their extension, please enter it now. If you're not sure of your party's extension, please enter the 9 key for the agency directory or wait on the line for an operator to assist you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Direction Home of Eastern Ohio. This is Donnie Lane. How can I help you?
Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Oh, my gosh, I'm doing amazing. It's almost Friday, right? Anyway,
yes.
Question for you. I wanted to know, we're a home care company over here in Ohio, Rhonda's house. I'm sure you heard of us, or possibly. If I have a patient who's looking for services and they wanted to call in directly, could they call in to initiate a case manager to look into getting them services, or would it have to be us sending an email? How is the best way?
No, they can call in absolutely themselves and get that process started, or you can connect with community resources and give the information to a specialist, and they would start the process, whichever is more convenient for you.
Okay, and if let's say the patient wants us to handle it and we'll submit the referral, is that over the phone or is there like an online portal that we go into? What's best for you guys?
You could just call in and we'll connect you to that department and I'll take the information.
Oh, amazing. Just like that?
Yep.
Easy enough. Okay, what's the best number for them to call? Do they call this main number?
330-505-2300.
Okay.
That's the main number for the agency, and they can just ask for community resources, and we'll be glad to connect them.
Amazing. Can I speak with community resources?
Absolutely. One moment.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You have reached the Community Resource Department. Please hold for the next available specialist.
Good afternoon, Ohio Benefits Long-Term Services and Support. This is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Amazing.
Good.
Helping people every day. That's what we do over here.
There we go. What can I do for you?
All right, Lindsay, question for you. We're a home care agency in the area called Rhonda South. I'm sure you might have come across our name or heard about us. I just want to clarify something. When we have patients who are calling us, let's say they see us online, they walk into our office, and they want to initiate the referral process for them to begin to get home care services, the best place for us to direct them is to you guys at Community Resources, right?
Yes. You can either call in the referral, or we do have a referral form that you could fill out with them and then send back to us.
Okay. Where would I find that referral form?
I could email it to you.
Perfect. I'll give you my email when you're ready.
I am ready.
Amazing. It's the letter J. Schuster, so J-S-C-H-U-S-T-E-R, at Rhonda House, that's R-H-O-N-D-A-H-O-U-S-E .org.
Perfect. J-S-C-H-U-S-T-E-R at rhondahouse.org.
Exactly.
Okay, send the referral form. Yeah, I can get that sent over to you in just a couple minutes here. Do you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, I just want to know if you could give me the 3-minute rundown of when a patient calls in, or we send in the referral form, the quick process of what's going to happen from there so we know how to best direct our patients.
Okay. It's really going to depend on what you're wanting, whether it be assisted living or help at home, but there'll be a box to check on the form for that.
So let's go on the home site, the help at home site.
The home. So that would be passport. As long as they're over 60, Ohio home care waiver if they're under. We get that to our resource inbox my team lead actually goes through that inbox daily. She will reach out to whoever the contact person you have on that list is or on the referral form. We type up the referral. We send it to either our scheduling department or if they have a MyCare through Anthem, CareSource, things like that, that referral goes there. So it's either our scheduling or there. And then we start the process with an assessment. So somebody would actually go out to meet with them, assess them for said waiver, and see if they qualify with how many hours, how many days, and what services.
Got it. So if I could just repeat it to make sure I know, we send in the referral either by phone or we send in the form. Your department or your team leader, I think you said, goes through the referrals daily, goes through them constantly. You will reach out to the patient or their contact person, you will send a scheduler to set up an assessment for waiver services. And then based off of that assessment, you're going to determine hours and scheduled, right?
Yes. And it normally takes, I would say a few business days for our scheduler to reach out. And then they'll get them set up with an appointment. Appointments usually take, I want to say around 2 weeks right now. It all depends on the assessor's schedule. Sometimes it's less than that if they have an opening. Sometimes it might be a little further if it's a busy season.
Got it. So technically, March 1st, the referral goes to you. On March 4th, the scheduler schedules a date for March 15th. I'm just using, 2 weeks out or so.
Yes.
After that assessment, they take their paperwork back, and what happens then?
That is where you're going to lose me a little bit. I only do screening. I only gather the information. So I'm not real privy to the actual assessment process and what happens after. It is a Medicaid waiver. So I think that Medicaid does have a hand in it. The individual or contact or whoever's helping needs to make sure that they get their Medicaid forms filled in. I feel like that is probably the thing that comes up most, and that's why I get people calling me back, the restart, because they haven't filled out their financial part of the Medicaid process, or they haven't submitted the forms in time, and then the process kind of ends and they have to restart it.
And is this something which when the person doing the assessment, I assume it's an RN assessment?
They are, I believe they're RNs. They're also social workers.
Okay, so either one.
They do have like their degrees and all that stuff.
Okay, fine. So I assume that when they go out to do the assessment, that at that point they will tell the patients what else is needed, like in terms of the Medicaid,
yes.
Whether it's – okay. Let me write this down. This is important for us to know. Assessor will give patient a list of Medicaid-required docs that they have to fill out, right?
Yes.
Got it. And at that point, once the assessment is done, I know you might not know this, but whoever approves it, it comes back to you, and
no,
then the approval.
I'm genuinely not sure. I think at that point, a case manager with our agency is assigned. Nothing normally comes back to me whatsoever. Once I send the information through, my part is done.
Got it.
So
at that point, the case manager is assigned to the patient, who will then be in touch with them, right?
Right. And that's when services and all that good stuff started to be set up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if, let's say that we wanted to know an update. A patient calls us, hey, what are we up to? Is that so much I would call into Direction Home and ask for an update along with the patient?
You can. It's going to be a little bit limited on what we're able to see. Sometimes I'm able to get into the Medicaid side of things just to see if something has been pended. Pending services, sometimes I can see. If a case manager has been assigned through my agency, sometimes we're able to see kind of who was assigned and then transfer the call over to them.
Oh, perfect.
It really depends case by case.
Right, right. But then at least that's, if the patient wants to know who's my case manager, I forget her name, we call in and you're like, oh, it wasn't assigned. Okay, no problem. We'll call back in a week.
Correct.
Or if it was like, oh, it was assigned and her name is Nancy Jones, here's her email. Here's a phone number, no problem. Then at least the patient or us have a point of contact so we could try to get them onto services, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Do you see that the process takes around 30 days or more?
I would say from just what I can see myself, it mostly, I would say about 30 days is probably a good estimate. In cases where it takes longer, people call us back, it's normally because there's been a snag or a hiccup and somebody hasn't turned in, you know, one thing or another. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and if we wanted to send an email instead of calling you, right, mm-hmm. to find out an update, so is there like a person we can reach out to? Is that you? Is there just a general inbox that we email?
I'm going to be really honest. It's a lot more difficult that way.
For over the phone.
Yes, because the email is mainly for referrals themselves, and we just kind of go through, you know, and get rid of them as we do them. It's a lot. I mean, you
That's
could
good.
Send
no,
it to
I,
that
I'm happy to
inbox.
Call. Just I know that sometimes case managers or intake people are, there's a lot going on. So, you, like, right now you're on the phone for 10 minutes. You probably don't want to be on the phone with me every day for 15 minutes for updates, but some people do, so that's good. Are you the supervisor there?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay, maybe one day.
I'm just in screening. Right now our team lead, her name is Latasha. She's the one who checks the emails right now every day. So if you do happen to send an email to that resource inbox, she'll be the one seeing it.
Okay, what's Latasha's number? Or you're a guy, your department's extension.
I don't know if we have a direct extension.
Are there a lot of people in this department?
Mm-hmm. There's only 5 of us in my department for screening. So, and we work on a rotating call system. So when you call the front desk and ask for a resource department or let them know somebody needs an assessment, they get you to whichever one of us is available.
And what's the name of your department was called?
Just
your
the resource department.
Got it.
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah,
okay.
I can give you Latasha's extension if you'd like it.
Perfect.
If you need to speak to a supervisor in my department.
No, not now, but down the road.
Yes, let me see. Her last name is Sykes, S-Y-K-E-S.
Okay.
And her extension is 152.
Perfect. Lindsay is your name, right?
Yes.
You've been a tremendous help. And we look forward to loading you guys up with referrals.
Okay, not a problem. I actually have another call coming in, so it'll take me a minute to send your email through. After I get off this call, I will have that sent over directly to you.
Okay, and if someone is a MyCare Ohio, then you guys will send that out to CareStar? Who gets that?
It depends on the MyCare provider. I know that we do for, like, Anthem, CareSource, Molina,
perfect.
Those ones. We would send through CareStar if the person is under 60. That's the Ohio home care waiver. To apply for that, they already have to be on Medicaid, though. We can't send a referral for them unless they are on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But either way, if we're ever not sure about a referral, we could always send it to you, and then you could divvy it out to wherever it has to go, right?
Yes.
Amazing. You've been a tremendous help. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.